In this session, we will look at woodlands relief. On the screen in front of you, you will see a flowchart, which gives you an overview of how woodlands relief works. In many ways, it has similarities with the way relief is given for heritage property, which we looked at in the previous lecture. Woodlands relief will be considered where a death estate contains woodlands along with other assets. A woodland is made up of two assets: the land itself and any trees or underwood growing on that land. These two assets are separately valued on death. The IHT attributable to the value of the land is not eligible for woodlands relief. Woodlands relief is only available for the value of the trees and underwood growing on the land. A claim can therefore be made for the IHT attributable to the trees to be deferred until a later date. When the trees are eventually disposed of, either by way of sale or gift, a recapture charge will arise. This is where parallels can be drawn with heritage property. If the trees are sold, an IHT charge arises to the vendor based on his net proceeds of sale. If the trees are given away, an IHT charge arises to the donor based on the value of the trees at the date of the gift. IHT is calculated by taking the net proceeds or market value and treating that amount as forming the top slice of the deceased's estate. We will look at computational examples of this as the session progresses. There are three types of woodland for inheritance tax purposes. Firstly, commercial woodland, such as orchards or nurseries, or other areas of wood or forest used to generate business profits. Such land is usually eligible for 100% BPR, subject to the normal BPR conditions regarding ownership, etc. Woodlands relief can be claimed on commercial woodland, although where BPR applies, there is usually no tax, so a claim is unnecessary. Secondly, woodland ancillary to agriculture. If such land is designated by HMRC as agricultural property, the woodland is excluded from woodlands relief. Lastly, other non-commercial or non-agricultural woodland, such as woodland held as part of one's private residence or held as an investment. This type of woodland will qualify for woodlands relief. Woodlands relief acts to defer inheritance tax on the value of the timber, i.e. the trees or underwood, growing on the land. No relief is available on the value of the land itself. Therefore, claims for woodlands relief are often referred to the HMRC District Valuer, who will need to agree an apportionment of the woodland between the value of the land and the value of the trees. On making a claim, the executors will usually provide ordnance survey maps, etc., relating to the woodland in respect of which the claim is being made. An election must be made by the executors of the deceased within 2 years of the date of death, or such longer period as HMRC may allow. The land must be situated in the UK or in an EEA state. The deceased must either have owned the land for 5 years immediately prior to his death, or acquired the land by way of a gift or inheritance. Woodlands relief is not available for an outright lifetime gift, woodlands held on discretionary trust, or woodlands which are on agricultural property. If a claim is made, the value of trees and underwood is left out of account when calculating the IHT on the death estate. The value of the land is immediately charged. IHT becomes payable on a future disposal of the trees or underwood. As with heritage property, we call this a recapture charge. Therefore, where the trees are very young and likely to grow and increase in value, it may be appropriate not to make a woodlands relief claim, and instead pay IHT on the low value of the trees at the date of death. Also, where the taxable estate, including the timber, is less than the available nil band, no claim will need to be made. A disposal of the woodlands will trigger a charge to IHT. There is an exception for a gift to a spouse or civil partner, in which case a subsequent disposal by the spouse will generate a charge. The liability to tax falls on the person who is entitled to the proceeds of sale, or who would be entitled if the disposal was a sale. This means that on the sale of woodland, IHT is charged on the vendor, and on a gift of the woodland, IHT is charged on the donor, although the donee can agree to accept responsibility for the tax. If the disposal is a sale for full consideration, tax is charged on the net proceeds of sale. Otherwise, tax is charged on the net value of the timber at the time of the disposal. Certain expenses, if they are not allowable for income tax, can be deducted to arrive at the net sale proceeds or value. These are expenses of disposal, such as labour costs, plant hire, felling and clearing costs, and expenses of replanting the trees within 3 years of the disposal. The 3-year time limit for replanting expenses may be extended at the discretion of HMRC. The rate of tax chargeable on the disposal is found by treating the taxable amount as the top slice of the deceased's estate. The tax is calculated using the nil band at the date of the disposal, not at the date of original death. The maximum rate is therefore 40%. The rate will be less if some of the nil band is still available. For this purpose, the deceased's estate includes any sale proceeds or value charged to tax on previous disposals of timber since the death. The deceased, in this instance, means the last person to die owning the relevant woodland. For example, Robin owned 5 acres of non-commercial woodland for many years prior to his death in March 2006. He had made no lifetime transfers, and he left his estate to his son, John. His estate at death was as per your screen. He left a family home and possessions worth £200,000, some woodland worth £80,000, and cash and quoted shares worth £35,000. The total estate was £315,000. The HMRC district valuer has agreed that the value of the woodland included £25,000 in respect of trees and underwood, and a subsequent woodlands relief claim was made by the executors under Section 125 IHTA 1984. In December 2010, John decided to clear the woodland to make room for development. He duly sold the trees to a timber merchant in January 2011 for £62,000. Felling costs were £3,000. In May 2011, he spent a further £2,500 in some partial replanting. We will calculate the IHT payable in respect of the disposal by John. First, we look at Robin's death estate. The home and possessions were worth £200,000. As a woodlands relief claim was made, the value of the trees is not charged to tax on Robin's death. Therefore, out of the total value of the woodland of £80,000, £25,000 is left out of account, so only the value of the land, being £55,000, is taxed. We add on the cash and quoted shares to give a chargeable estate of £290,000. The nil band for 2005-06 was £275,000, so we deduct this and tax the excess at 40% to give original tax payable of £6,000. The sale of the timber by John in 2011 will give rise to a recapture charge. Robin's chargeable estate was £290,000. To this, we will add John's net proceeds of sale. John sold the timber for £62,000. From this, we can deduct felling costs of £3,000 and replanting expenses of £2,500 to give net proceeds of £56,500. We add this to the £290,000 to give £346,500. To calculate IHT on a recapture charge, we use the nil band for the year of the chargeable event, not the nil band for the year in which the death occurred. The chargeable event was the sale by John in January 2011, so we use a nil band of £325,000. The taxable amount is therefore £21,500. The recapture charge is at 40%, giving IHT of £8,600. This tax is payable by John, as he is entitled to the proceeds of sale. Note that where the chargeable estate is above the nil band for the year of the chargeable event, i.e. there is no nil band left to use, the recapture charge will simply be the net sale proceeds multiplied by 40%. This is the case more often than not.